From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now a young pianist from Pasadena. His name is Mark Yu. His parents are from China, and he spends a lot of time there. This week, he went to a Los Angeles studio, and he played this Chopin mazurka for us. I met Mark Yu at a fundraising event in Washington, D.C. several weeks ago. It was for victims of the Sichuan earthquake. By coincidence, I was planning to interview his idol this week, the pianist Lang Lang. They're going to play together next month in London, so I thought I'd interview him too. Here's what's so interesting about Mark Yu. He's 9 years old.
My legs are long enough for the pedal, but still my legs aren't straight. Sometimes your legs have to be straight for a pedal, but mine is like slanted for a pedal. But I sometimes have to sit close to a piano or stretch my legs. My left hand can reach an octave, not fast. My right hand, not yet.
So you can stretch over 8 notes with your left hand, but, well, obviously you'll pretty soon have a longer reach than that. I mean, it's just a matter of growing into the piano, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you're now 9 years old. When did you start playing the piano? How old were you when you began?
I can vaguely remember it, but through all the numerous retelling through my mom, I was 2. I was at a friend's party where there were some children singing Mary Had a Little Lamb. So I jumped on their piano and started playing out the tune. But I can remember very well my recital debut when I was 3 playing a G major sonatina by Beethoven.
And when did you decide that you wanted to be a concert pianist?
When I was 3, I asked my mom if I could become a pianist. And I started taking lessons from my mom and then lessons from a teacher.
And how much do you practice in order to be a concert pianist?
Oh, from 0 to 8 hours per day. It really depends whether if I'm traveling or I'm at home, even if I'm in the mood for it.
0 to 8 hours, that's a very big spread. So I assume that if you do 0 one day, it won't be 0 the next day. How many days off can you take from practicing in a row?
1.
The next day you'll be practicing again.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect. You don't want a Beethoven piece to sound like something else that's disrespectful to the composer.
And do you also have to do other schoolwork during the day? Are you going to a regular school or do you have a tutor? How does that work?
My mom actually homeschools me and I have a lot of time to play and I have many friends whom I play with. Mm-hmm. I think other kids are missing out because they're confined with school 5 days a week and 7 hours per day.
Well, I want you to tell me a little bit about what's going to happen in August when you play at the Proms in London, the famous Promenade concerts. You're going to play a duet, I gather, with Lang Lang.
Yes, I'm going to play a four-handed piece with Lang Lang by Schubert.
Playing with Lang Lang sounds like it's going to be very exciting at the Proms in London.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's like winning a lottery or like dining with the muses or other gods.
He's a hero of yours,
so
Lang Lang.
So exciting.
Yes?
Yeah.
How do you explain to people your gift for this? Why do you think you have this talent? Where does it come from?
I have to thank my mom for that because even though when I was still an embryo in our tummy, she would play music from famous pianists on the CD or she herself would sing tunes, nursery rhymes, or play some Beethoven for me.
Well, when you performed in Washington at the fundraising event for victims of the Sichuan earthquake, you chose a piece by Chopin to play, and I'd like you to explain why you played that piece, and then if you could to play it for us.
Sure, I will play it. Well, I'll tell you why I chose that piece first.
Okay.
because Chopin wrote that piece for the victims of the Polish-Russian War. That's why I played that piece for the Chinese victims in the earthquake tragedy. Yeah.
Chopin's Nocturne in C-sharp minor, played by 9-year-old pianist Mark Yu. You can hear more of his playing at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.